Okay, in what cases, if any, is it useful to try to assess whether stream entry has occurred, or is this question best left aside? It's best left aside in the sense that if one is trying to assess whether or not it's occurred, then it's highly likely it has never occurred. It's sort of a lot of proliferation around attainment, personal identity. It's interesting that one of the things that the I'm not 100% sure. I think it's in the suttas where the place where one attains stream entry is never forgotten. It's kind of indelible in the mind that circumstance, that occasion. It is helpful, I think it is helpful to reflect on the nature of stream entry because it's important to be able to direct attention skillfully to what is useful, not useful for one's practice. So that they when the Buddha describes stream entry, then the overwhelming manner which the Buddha describes it is always in terms of firmly established in with the Buddha's refuge, Dhamma's refuge, Sangha's refuge, and then having being well established in conduct of that is one's virtue and precepts are spotless, stainless, and then another very common way that the Buddha describes it is similarly with Buddha Dhamma Sangha's refuge, confirm confidence in that, in those's refuge, and then being firmly established in generosity. So, I mean, it's interesting that normally if we would think of stream entry as there's been some. We think more in terms of some kind of major meditative experience, something that we've gained, achieved, attained, and the way that the Buddha lays it out is a bit more prosaic, really, but actually there's a consistency there that is really important to be attentive to, and I think that's what is is the core of it is that solid consistency, unshakable confidence. Okay, this is what is really important. This is really what's essential. This is the heart of it. And one isn't really wavering or worrying about that or trying to figure it out or trying to quantify it or try to, it's not necessary.